Section 51. Toilet.
Section 51. Toilet.
Do you know what a euphemism is?
Do you know what a euphemism is?
Sure. It's when we use a polite word instead of a more accurate one.
Sure.It's when we use a polite word instead of a more accurate one.
That's right. And I was thinking that there are probably more euphemisms for toilet than any other word.
That's right. And I was thinking that there are probably more euphemisms for toilet than any other word.
Yep.I can think of loads.
Yeah, I can think of loads.
Like WC, washroom, bathroom, powder room, little boy's room.
Like WC, washroom, bathroom, powder room, little boy's room.
And lavatory.Loo, bog, and some words which are really not very polite at all.
And lavatory, loo, bog, and some which are really not very polite at all.
But do you know that the word toilet can also be a verb?
But do you know that the word toilet can also be a verb?
No, I didn't. How?
No, I didn't. How?
Well, many, many years ago, people would say to do one's toilet, which meant to wash and dress.
Well, many, many years ago, people would say to do one's toilet, which meant to wash and dress.
So...Which do you think is the best one to use?
So, which do you think is the best one to use?
Well, I think it depends where you are.
Well, I think it depends where you are.
In China, for example, most people will call it the WC.
In China, for example...Most people will call it the WC.
Yeah, that's short for water closet, isn't it?
Yeah, that's short for water closet, isn't it?
But the Americans seem to prefer to use bathroom. Or washroom, or even restroom. The British often use gents or ladies. And I have also seen the word lavatory used on some aeroplanes.I think the best thing is to listen to what the people use in the country you are in and copy that.
I think the best thing is to listen to what the people use in the country you are in and copy that.